Welcome to the Exceptionally Irresistible Show, featuring conversations with people who have demonstrated exceptional success in their lives and who have some irresistible qualities worth learning from. Come learn how others have created an exceptionally irresistible life. You too can live an extraordinary life, both personally and professionally. So sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to another Exceptionally Irresistible Show. This is another episode in this extremely exciting show that we have here for you, highlighting incredible individuals who demonstrate true levels of exceptionalism, that they are so exceptionally irresistible. Their stories, their lessons, everything that they are about, there's so much to learn from. And remember, you are exceptionally irresistible. And the idea with sharing these incredible individuals is to highlight things that they do. Sometimes they could be small, sometimes they could be big, they could be all kinds. And it's really to inspire you, the listener, the member who's watching, whatever you are, it is really to inspire you into action. And the idea here is that you could take these lessons and you could apply them in your life, or you could relate to them in some kind of way or the other. And that's why it's so important to take every few episodes to kind of recap. So today we are in our second recap, and we are going to highlight the, the different guests that we had so far, so that you, the listener, the one who is watching, the viewer, that you could take away lessons that you could apply right away, immediately in your life. Or perhaps you could relate to certain messages that these people have demonstrated and have shown and that have spoken about. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about legacy leadership. Now, let me first explain to you, what does legacy leadership mean? It is a type of leadership that is more than just the servant leader or the transformational leader. So let me give you an example. A servant leader is somebody who has the focus of the people who they are leading. They are primarily focused on them in the terms that they're going to serve them, and they're going to provide them a great amount of value, and they're going to, they're going to give them the best service possible. They really, really care about the people who they're serving. And that's a wonderful and incredible thing. However, there is the transformational leader. It's the individual who takes it one step further. You see, it's great to serve people and to put them in focus and everything, but the transformational leader asks himself one more question. What is it that I could do that's going to transform the people that I'm leading? So yes, I'm serving them, but how is it changing them? So I'm going into a room, I'm probably, demonstrating something or saying something, and people walked away changed, right? So it's more than just serving, it's transforming them. Now, legacy leadership, something that I find fascinating about leadership in general, is something that asks one more question. How could the impact that I'm having on these people last for longer, hopefully forever, ideally, but how could I have a sustainably long-term impact on the people that I'm not only serving and not only that I'm transforming, but such an impact that maybe they're going to transform other people? Maybe because of our interaction, maybe I moved in them something, or I've inspired them enough to go become transformational leaders of their own, to go serve other people on such a high level. And this, to me, is the highest level of serving, or the highest level of leadership that there could be, because this is the type of leadership that outlives you and it lasts way longer than you. Now, people would ask me, oh, do I have to start thinking about my death? Or no, not at all. In fact, if you remember the last recap that we spoke about, where my whole driven purpose is to see people just happy, right? With that grandchild sitting on your lap and asking you, grandma, grandpa, what did you do with your life? How are you going to answer them? And that answer is directly related to the type of legacy that you are going to leave, because that question is going to have such a strong and profound impact on your grandchild who's asking you this question when that comes. Now, here's the thing, is that today you have the opportunity to build that future. Today is the time, now is the time to take everything that you've gone through, that you've experienced, that you know you have that ability to transform today to make a better tomorrow. So everything you do today is going to determine the type of answer you're going to give your grandchild. And so yes, legacy starts now. Not when you're 60, not when you're 70, not when you're 80, not when you're 90. Now, wherever you are now is the time to leave a legacy. And maybe you're 60 now and maybe you're 70 now, but again, it's never too late. But the idea is now is the time to take action. You see, these are the lessons that we've learned from some incredible, incredible guests that we've had recently, right? So for example, Jeff West. Jeff West was talking to us about something super profound, that we can have a connection with an individual. Somebody will either buy from us or not buy from us, depending on the relationship they have with us. That means that it is my job, as let's say if I'm in the sales position, it is my job to create an emotional bond and also a logical bond. Meaning it's important for me to make that person feel comfortable doing business with me, as well as it needs to make sense to do business with me. If I could be the nicest person in the world, but if it doesn't make sense to buy a product that I have, the buyer won't buy. That's just what it is. You see, and Jeff West teaches us about fusion points. And it's all about that connection, that relationship that we're building, which Val was talking about. It's all in how you communicate this. And, you know, she has that service where, you know, she'll take your voice and write an article and, you know, take from that article and make different social media posts out of it. This is so important because you want to highlight who you are and what your message is. There's a book called The Power of Why, written by Richard Wilman. And Richard Wilman talks about in that book about how your why has to attract and connect with the other person's why. I mentioned this in the last recap, but I'm revisiting this here, because the more you present your why and the more you talk about it, the more you show your passion, people get that emotional connection, like Jeff was saying. And if they relate to your message on one way or another, it's going to make sense why they want to do business with you. And so as you can see, it's very important to highlight as much as you can these type of posts and these type of communication with the people who you're working with. And they need to feel that they are transforming. They're better off with you than with anybody else, right? And that's the whole point with what Shlomo was saying, where he focuses on helping the individuals find the right environment for them. And when you become the kind of employer that highlights your team and your talent, and you're more than just transforming them, but they are so inspired by you. Now, this could be also true if you're just somebody who is a solopreneur. It could be true in different ways, right? The idea here is that you're creating an environment in which people feel moved by you. They really sense that you really, really care. And the only way you'll ever know is when you open up the space for them to share that with you. And if they feel it's safe to share that with you, like what Brenda Yoho was talking about, as a leader, you have to create a safe environment. You have to create an inviting environment that they could have, you know, a feedback form, like something where they could actually call you and tell you how they feel. But if you don't allow them to do that, they will never communicate with you, and they will, and you will never know how you are effective as a leader. You see, part of leadership is that you are leading the people in the way they want to be led. It is so important to keep that in mind. Just because you think that this is the right way to lead, not necessarily will the other people agree with you. People want to be led the way they want to be led. And it's your job as a legacy leader to find out what that looks like. You know, we're going to have a lot of discussions around this particular topic, but for now, what I want you to walk away with is, what are you doing to create that emotional connection? What are you doing to make that idea make sense? How are you communicating that to the people who are listening to you? And the question here is, are you creating an environment that allows for that to be fruitful and to grow? Do people really feel that you care about them? And are you creating that safe environment for the people to give you that feedback on how to lead them? And these are the critical messages that we've learned in the last, you know, few videos, in the last few episodes of this podcast. It is really, really driving home the idea of what kind of leader are you. Whether you are leading a team, whether you are a solo entrepreneur. Because the fact and the reality is, there are many people who do what you do. It's all just a Google search away. Today you could Google and you could find anything you want. You could hop onto LinkedIn and you could find anything you want. And there's almost no practical reason why somebody wants to do business with you. And let me give you and demonstrate an example. It has occurred to me that it is actually super easy to break into almost any industry. Now's the time, more than any, that the barriers to entry are actually relatively low. And what I mean by that is that recently I was reading an article about airlines and how, you know, how customers are just sick and tired of airlines. They're not happy with them. And let's be honest, there's not much you could do about it because no airline cares enough to actually change their policies. They're actually making it worse. So air travel is not what it used to be. You know, you're not getting, if you're lucky, you're going to get food or anything. You have to pay for almost everything. The seats are cramped and, ugh, you know, the airport situation is, you know, horrible. And the whole experience of flying is not enjoyable even. You know, they don't really care about you, okay? Forget about the idea of the whole walk of shame when you're getting onto the plane and you walk through business class and you walk through, you know, all these higher class and you see these people kind of already seated and enjoying themselves and you're in the cattle car in the back, you know, it's terrible. The experience is designed to do that, the article said. The article spoke about how the airline's entire focus is to sell those business class, those higher ticket items, okay? But they don't really care so much about the customer. And it's mind-boggling. Like, I'm reading this article and I'm like, the stuff that I you know, the stuff that I could do, I could make my own airline and I'm gonna kill the market. You know? The other day I got a letter from my car dealership telling me about the extended warranty that they have to offer me. You know, before it ends, buy your extended warranty or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what? Like, I don't get it. They're asking me for more money on top of, you know, how much my car costed, on top of my monthly payments, on top of all that stuff. And it's really just this, almost this money grab. And it reminds me of the time when I was negotiating the price to buy my car. It was a terrible experience. And the truth is that all car dealerships really, for the most part, most of car dealerships act this way. And I keep thinking about it. I'm like, it doesn't cost them almost anything to give you more warranty, to basically tell you every time you need some kind of maintenance on your car, come here and we'll fix it, which they still charge you for, by the way. They don't even give you, you know, the free oil change, which would cost them almost whatever, fraction of the price if they even wanted to. But the point is, this is not a rant. This is to indicate to you how it's such an industry standard almost on these levels, on the car industry, the airline industry, many other industries. It's almost like a standard that we don't really care about you as a customer. And if somebody like you who really thinks about it and who says, my business is going to be different, I'm going to create an experience like nothing ever before, and I don't care about my industry and what is the standard. And, you know, I highly doubt that any car company right now today who's maybe even listening to this says, oh, you know what? We'll change and we'll give free warranties and we'll give free this and we'll do that. And we're going to make the, why would they, or why should they? And that's the mindset at this point, because in a sense, it's like, well, nobody else is doing it. But here's the good news. Nobody else is doing it. And that's why you have practically no competition in your industry, whatever it is that you're doing. And heck, if you want to break into the airline industry and you want to break into the car industry and all that stuff, give me a call because I have some ideas. But the point is here is that it becomes relatively easy. And it becomes easy because nobody else is doing it. All right. And you, by taking a couple of extra steps, not that much, really, a couple of extra steps to make your customers feel like no other, way beyond anything that they're actually paying for already. But the experience that they're experiencing with you is exceptionally irresistible. It is so good that they have no reason why not to come back. They have no reason why not to buy the next item with you. They have no reason why not to bring their friends and their friends and their friends and their friends and just to keep talking about you on the highest level. Because I'm going to tell you like this. I travel a lot. I travel by plane. I travel by car. I travel a lot. And I will be very, very loyal to one company who makes me feel like $1 million. So again, if you're an airline and if you're a car company who's listening to this or watching to this by some miracle or by some reason, I don't know why, but if there is, you know, I will fly your airline only. I'm not going to negotiate your prices. I'm not, but you care about me and you care about my business. I'm only going to fly you. And guess what? I'm going to fly my whole family with you. And I'm going to let everybody know that you treat me like $1 million. And me buying a car should be easy, should be a seamless stress. It shouldn't take 4 hours to buy a car, okay? I know what car I want to buy. I want that model. Don't convince me on something else and don't negotiate with me and don't haggle with me and don't drive me nuts. Make my experience seamless. And guess what? I will keep buying cars from you. I'll buy my family cars from you. I'll let everybody know, you know, and that's what it is. And you need multiples of these kind of people in your business. So think of what I'm sharing here with you in the terms of why would people want to do business with you? Okay. And this could be in any industry. It could be in anything that you are doing, real estate, you know, accounting, you know, communications, whatever solopreneur you are, you're a graphic artist, you're a social media, you're a coach, you're a consultant, anything who you are, why you? How could you leave the customer's experience in such a way that's worth talking about, that they're singing your praises well beyond your years? And so that, my friends, is what we are all about here at YKC and what we do here. We help you strategize and we help design and facilitate these type of structures in your business that are going to create a seamless, and we're going to take out all the stress. So it's a stress-free type of environment where it's fun to come to work. It's easy to sell because you have a well-oiled referral machine that people are just coming back at you and they're bringing all their friends. So you're not even working hard on your marketing. You're hardly even selling, you know, but you are designing a system that is based on your reputation, a reputation that may potentially outlive you and outlive your company and outlive anything. And people are going to keep coming back to you and want to do business with you and tell all their friends. So if this is of interest to you, I have a surprise for you all today. I've designed a 5-day free challenge. It's free. It's a 5-day action-based challenge. There's a link down here below. I want you to click on it and join the mailing challenge. It's going to send it to you by email every day for 5 days. If you took the commitment, you're going to get the first email. It's to commit right away, then and there, to do the challenge. That's your first day challenge. And there's short videos there. There's short little blurbs. It's going to walk you through a very easy, seamless, action-based a challenge. And you have 24 hours to complete each challenge, each activity that is going to be prompted by this email. So if that's of interest to you and you are curious, click the link below and you're going to check out this 5-day challenge. If you need any help, you could always reach out to me. I'll be there to support you and I'll be there to facilitate for you anytime. But this is no commitment. You don't owe us nothing after, before, during this challenge. This is for you. If this message resonated with you, this will help you start the seamless and stress-free type of way of how to run your business. So I'm excited about this. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Exceptionally Irresistible Show. My name is Jeremy Kirkus. I'm your host, and we're going to bring more incredible guests your way. We're super excited. Stay tuned, and thanks again for tuning in. Bye-bye. That's it for this week's episode of the Exceptionally Irresistible Show. What has inspired you to take action in your life? Take action now. Take the first step, share it with a friend, or write it in a journal. Subscribe and share this episode, and remember, you too are exceptionally irresistible.